Okay, who has a Facebook account? Who doesn't have a Facebook account? I should have put my hand up too. I have one. Okay, how many of you read this document before you, before you clicked I agree? One, two. That's remarkable. That's a very high percentage. Very, very few people ever read the I agree sections of the Facebook agreement or any other agreement. Were you okay with it, or you just kind of figure you had to, you wanted the account?
I was fine with it.
What about you? What did you think? Right, that's why we're talking about it today. So, and they've changed it back. So that's today's news story. Let's see. So the interesting paragraph in this was this one. When you post user content to the site, you authorize and direct us to make such copies thereof as we deem necessary in order to facilitate the posting and storage of user content on the site. Fine, they got to archive it. By posting user content, any part of the site, this is the interesting part, you automatically grant, let's go, where is the end of the sentence? It goes on for quite a while. There we go, here's the sentence. By posting user content, that's like, you know, the photos and whatever else you put up, to any part of the site, you automatically grant, and you represent and warrant that you have the right to grant to the company an irrevocable, perpetual, non-exclusive, transferable, fully paid, worldwide license with the right to sublicense, to use, copy, publicly perform, publicly display, reformat, translate, excerpt in whole or in part, and distribute such user content for any purpose, commercial, advertising, or otherwise, or on or in connection with the site or the promotion thereof, to prepare derivative works of, or to incorporate into other works such user content, and to grant and authorize sublicenses of the following. Okay, so basically, you give Facebook everything except ownership. They are quite clear that you, in fact, continue to own the materials, but you've given Facebook a complete license to do whatever they want with it, and to transfer it to anybody that they feel like transferring it to, and you know, so they could, like, you know, use it in advertising or lots of other things. Why don't they just say we own it? I mean, they obviously do everything except own it at this point. Yes, sir.
Would they be then not liable?
Right. They don't want to own it. They want, you know, if you've, like, stolen a photograph or a painting or some image that you actually don't hold copyright in. So we're bringing this up in a little bit because we're going to have a copyright class on Monday. They don't want to own it. They just want to be able to do whatever they want with it. And this is a very, very broad permission that you're giving them. So, you know, in spite of the fact that there are privacy settings and all the rest of that, if they change their mind about what to do with the content, they can do that. Now, the what changed late last week was this part. Actually, there's the sentence here before we do that. Facebook does not assert any ownership over your user content. They don't want to own it, and they make virtue of that by telling you it's really yours, but in all respects, they can do what they want with it. So this is the sentence that disappeared late last week. If you choose to remove your user content, the license granted above will automatically expire. However, you acknowledge that the company may retain archive copies of your user content. So they will not promise to automatically go scrub their disks, but they, you know, the way it had worked was that they would grant that if you decided to close your account or take something off, that they no longer had the license to reuse it for whatever purpose. Okay, so what happened was they deleted this sentence last week, implying that that even if you deleted those pictures that you thought were cute to put up after the final club party, that Facebook still has them and can still, I don't know, sell them to the Associated Press in 20 years when you run for Congress. Now, there was a backlash. This is partly a little bit of a moral lesson about how, you know, change comes. It's partly a moral lesson in the fact that Facebook itself is somewhat chaotic in the way it rolls out new privacy busting initiatives. There was one last year called Beacon, which some of you may, anybody know what Beacon was? Beacon was, or is maybe still, it may just change the way it works, something that would let other people know what you were buying where, and in sort of in collusion with stores, which was a little annoying if you were buying your boyfriend something and he was among your friends and he found out about it before you actually gave it to him. But you know, so that there were some problems there that got people upset, and they rolled that one back. So what happened was, first of all, Mark Zuckerberg got defensive, because the privacy advocacy groups, I don't know which one specifically, but these are groups like EPIC, the Electronic Privacy Information Center, and perhaps some others, got on his case. Facebook group started to form to, you know, force them to change their terms back. And Zuckerberg put this post up that says, you know, a number of people have raised questions, like to address them. Our philosophy is that people own their information. We've already talked about why that would be actually in Facebook's interest to do that. And, you know, can we use this information forever? And he tries to give an example of a situation which might explain why they would want this policy, because if you share information with a friend and the friend keeps it up on their page and they take it, you know, you take yours down, the friend still has their copy up, and Facebook doesn't want to get in the middle of that as far as a license enforcement issue. This is the paragraph I like, this one where he says, you know, in reality, we wouldn't share your information in a way you wouldn't want. Now, that seems like a very blanket statement. Unfortunately, it's inconsistent with the experience that they'd had with Beacon the year before, where they had done exactly that. So there was some credibility test. And more importantly, there's a reasonable question as to why the sort of implication is that, yes, this legal contract that we make you sign says one thing, but reality is something else. Don't you fix the legal contract so it actually corresponds to reality, if that's what you're thinking? So this did not quell the storms, and then, last night, Mark decided, well, maybe we better think about this a little more, and, you know, so they've just reverted to the previous terms. For the time being, and they say they're going to think about how to rewrite the whole terms of service and all the rest of that. The terms of service, the terms of service issue is a really, you know, is a really, I'm going back to the terms of service issue, you know, it has a lot to do with what you think about privacy, but it also has to do with what your relationship is with these bits that don't go away and how others get to use them. And the problem is that even if you read the agreement, as a couple of you actually did, which is excellent, it's not actually clear that it does you that much good to have read and clicked the I agree box, because there's another clause down here that's right at the beginning in the terms of service that says, we reserve the right at our sole discretion to change, modify, add or delete portions of these terms of use at any time without further notice. We'll post the changes to the website. So, you know, so in principle, if you really wanted to know that you were acting in accordance with the terms of service at all times, and that you were okay with, you know, the terms of service as they were at the session where you happened to go in. You have to go read this entire thing every time, because they say they, you know, they can change them anytime they want. I find this, you know, I've asked a number of lawyers about this. I find this a weird legal contract. It is a legal contract between you and Facebook, where, you know, usually when you sign a legal contract, you know, you say, I'll do this, and, you know, you'll do that, and you both sign your names, and then nobody can, neither one party can change the contract by themselves. In this case, actually, Facebook can change the contract by themselves. As pointed out to me, this is not actually completely unprecedented. Anybody who has a credit card statement gets one of those, you know, once a year they get one of these flimsy things in extremely fine print, which it's exactly the same thing. It's the new terms of service of the credit card, where they've adjusted the interest rates or maybe the penalties and all the rest of that. And when you signed up for it in the first place, you said, you know, yeah, it's fine. You know, we're agreeing to this, but you can change it anytime you want. And it's worse in this case, though, because, you know, just the web posting without any even an email in your Facebook inbox to warn you that it's actually changed. Tyler?
And not even that. They reserve the right to do it without further notice.
Right. Yeah, without notice. I mean, it does say, no, it goes on to say that we'll post it on the web page, but we won't tell you that we've made the change and posted it on the web page.